From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Israel's taking its first step in easing global protests over its deadly confrontation with a Gaza-bound humanitarian flotilla. Hamas, the Islamist group that controls Gaza, says Israel's easing its embargo, allowing snack foods and drinks, but authorities say they still need a steady flow of essential items. Hours later, President Obama hosted Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas, whose Fatah movement rules the West Bank. The president says the situation in Gaza is unsustainable.
There should be a means by which we are able to stop the flow of arms that could endanger Israel's security. At the same time, we're doing so in a way that allows the people in Gaza to live out their aspirations and their dreams, both for themselves and their children.
President Obama is also hailing the UN Security Council's latest action against Iran. The group overwhelmingly voted today in favor of a fourth round of sanctions against the Islamic Republic for continuing its nuclear work. NPR's Peter Kenyon, covering the story from Cairo, says Iran reportedly is now reviewing its level of cooperation with the UN's nuclear watchdog agency.
The official Iranian news agency quoted a senior lawmaker as saying Iran's cooperation with the International Atomic Energy Agency would be reviewed as a matter of urgency after the United Nations Security Council approved a fresh round of sanctions on a 12-2 vote with one abstention. The sanctions aim to punish Iran for refusing to give up the enrichment of uranium. Iran insists that its nuclear program is for peaceful uses, a claim many Western nations do not believe. The two Security Council members who voted no, Turkey and Brazil, were instrumental in getting Iran to agree to a uranium swap proposal. A version of the swap was initially proposed by Washington, but the Obama administration was unhappy with Turkey and Brazil's efforts. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.
BP is still drawing up about 15,000 barrels of spilled oil a day from its runaway well in the Gulf of Mexico, and it's planning to capture more of the flow next week using a separate technique. This update from NPR's Richard Harris.
The drillship Enterprise is capturing about as much oil as its systems are designed to handle. The head of the federal response says that ship might be able to take on a little more than its rated capacity, but the real hope for capturing more of the oil requires putting together a second collection system. That's supposed to be completed next week. Nobody knows exactly how much oil is still spewing from the underwater well, and even under the best circumstances, the well will still spew some oil. Some leakage is necessary to prevent seawater from getting in, where it can react with natural gas and gum up the works with ice crystals. BP is also working on a leak-free collection system, but the company needs to wait for new vessels to come from the North Sea, and that's likely to take a couple of weeks. Richard Harris, NPR News.
Dow's up 80 points. This is NPR News. The head of the Federal Reserve is striking a confident tone about U.S. economic recovery, as well as its ability to survive the growing debt crisis in Europe. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke spoke before the House Budget Committee today. He predicted only a modest impact on the U.S. economy. He also said the economy appeared to be on track to continue to expand through this year and next. Japan has launched a summer whaling mission to the Northwest Pacific, as Stuart Cohen reports from Sydney. The mission is going ahead despite international legal action by Australia.
Japan's Institute of Cetacean Research says five ships have set sail with more than 200 crew aboard to hunt whales in the Northwest Pacific. Their plan is to catch 260 whales before returning home in late August. The expedition comes after Australia filed suit in the International Court of Justice last month to stop Japan killing hundreds of whales a year in the name of science. Japan uses a loophole in the international ban on commercial whaling to kill whales for so-called lethal research. They make no secret of the fact that the meat is then sold as food. The International Whaling Commission meets in Morocco later this month to consider a plan to legalize commercial whaling in return for a promise of a greatly reduced annual catch. Meanwhile, Japan is continuing with a trial against a New Zealand anti-whaling activist who boarded a harpoon ship in Antarctic waters earlier this year. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
NATO is confirming today that four American troops have been killed in southern Afghanistan. Their helicopter was shot down, the military says, by insurgents. And this comes ahead of a major operation planned in the militants' heartland. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.